Okay, it's time to taxi on down the runway. So let's just take a breath. Let's just take a breath. Kind of relax. Bring ourselves in. Remind yourself it's okay to relax. It's okay to relax. My Course in Miracles lesson the other day was, I want the peace of God. And the Course says that peace means total fulfillment. I love that. So peace doesn't just mean sitting in a cave contemplating your neighbor or something. It means total fulfillment. So that's really the same as saying the total fulfillment of God is all I want. And then the Course says that God is another word for perfect happiness. I like that. Perfect happiness. And what created us is perfect happiness. All right, so that's the, so I want the peace of God means I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness. I want the peace of God means I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness. So that gives it a whole new flavor. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness. I'm going to have a nerd enough to say that for a couple of minutes. If anybody else want to say it, that's okay. You can say it with me. If you just want to listen, that's all right. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness. Think about what you're saying. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness. Don't forget this. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness. 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 I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness now. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness now. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness now. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness now. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness now. I want the total fulfillment of perfect happiness now. The perfect, total fulfillment of perfect happiness now. That's, I want the peace of God. I got a passion, it's called peace. I like that. Okay, life person, you're going to get a lot of money for doing it. Hey, tonight, is anybody sitting there?
No.
in those two seats? Is there anybody out there that's willing to sit in those two seats? I have a special purpose. So you don't have to be afraid.
I'm willing to sit in one, but then you probably want someone to sit in this one.
Right.
That's fine.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It has an effect on the energy, and so I was like, I appreciate that. If you had it right in this circle field, that'd be great. Thank you. One more over there. Anybody care to help a brother out? Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Tonight I'm going to talk about... Sorry about that. Kind of see why it's not nobody sitting in it now. Sorry about that, buddy. Okay. We're gonna be doing how do God's teachers deal with magic thoughts on page 44. Okay. On page 44 of the teacher's manual. Before I do that, though, I'm going to do a quick review on the section. It's called How is Correction Made, which is on page 47. One of the things that's really cool about doing A Course in Miracles is that we come to A Course in Miracles so that maybe we hear something different from what we ordinarily hear, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's open our minds up to hearing things that might be different from what we already believe. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay. The definition of new is different. So when I say I want something new, I'm talking about I want something different. So if you hear something different, don't be alarmed. It means you're hearing something new. So it says the first thing, the Course says, in a situation, if you want to have correction in that situation, that you won't have true correction until you stop confusing your interpretation with what's going on with what's really going on. And if you argue with the person and you try to establish the error of what they're thinking, if you try to demonstrate the falsity of what they're thinking, you're just making it real. You're just witnessing to the reality of it, and you're going to get depressed. Because you're proving to you and the other person that y'all got some serious stuff y'all got to escape from. The Course says our main lesson to learn is how to react to this without anger. That our main lesson to learn is how to be right in the middle of this and not lose our peace. That's our major lesson to learn, it says, is how to react to magic thoughts, ego thoughts, fear thoughts, anger thoughts without anger. So when you stop condemning yourself for what you perceive as your weaknesses, you are learning your spiritual lesson. When you stop condemning yourself for your anger, your upset, your worries, your insecurities, when you stop getting angry about getting angry and getting upset with yourself about getting upset, and when you stop getting upset with all this stuff that appears to be going on out here, the Course says that's our major lesson to learn, and that really makes sense to me. I used to think that my major lesson to learn was how to reach the 8th astral plane. You know what I'm saying? And then in all, Earl, if you could just you know, go through a whole day without getting pissed off.
Wow.
If you could go through a whole day without getting angry. If you could go through a whole day without worrying. If you could go through a whole day without feeling like something is missing or lacking in your life. If you could go a whole day without ever losing your peace, now you're making spiritual progress. And the main thing is to learn how to react to the ego, he says, without getting angry. To learn how to react to the ego, which is nothing but the part of the mind that doesn't know that it's one, the part of the mind that's crazy,
the part of the mind that's sick. He says, when I learn how to stop getting upset about getting upset, then I'm learning my lesson. He says, the reason why that's important is because if you don't lose your peace, then you become a being that the higher power can work through. And so through you, the higher power can start speaking the truth to listening ears. And then spirit becomes free to teach all of us that we're really innocent, that we're really sinless, that we're really beautiful, that we're really powerful. But that power can only come through a man that has learned how to stop getting upset about everything. He says, and the ones that you allow that love to come through you and that truth to come through you, he says, now is your guilt forgiven, completely overlooked. Finally, you see yourself as innocent. So he says, every time you get angry, you're really screaming that guilt is real. So when I'm angry, I'm saying my guilt is real or your guilt is real. I'm saying somebody's guilt is real when I'm angry. So if reality is love, which is what the Course is saying, that where we really came from is total love, where we really came from is total peace, right? Then when you're feeling guilty, reality is blotted out. Because when you're guilty and angry, it sure doesn't seem like love is all there is. Is that right? Yeah. So the Course is saying that the reason why you don't see the love in your life is because you blotted it out with your guilt and your anger by getting upset with yourself and everybody else for their errors and mistakes. And once you get angry, he says, and guilt becomes real, he says, then your body's eyes see, your body's ears hear, this little space, this little breath becomes the measure of reality, and the truth becomes diminutive and meaningless. So the ones that I'm angry and guilty and afraid, the truth that only love exists becomes meaningless to me. Abundance is a meaningless idea to a broke person. You know what I'm saying? If you're totally afraid, love is a meaningless idea. If you totally feel guilty, innocence is a meaningless idea. So the Course says that once you decide to feel angry and to feel guilty, then all the cool stuff becomes a meaningless idea, and your body just witnesses to the guilt and the anger that you are now screaming is real, because the purpose of your body is to communicate back to you what you believe and witness it to you. So could that mean that love is all around us, but we don't see it because we're using our bodies to focus in on what we're upset about, so therefore that's all we see. And so we see other people that's the same way because we all the same. So that means the people who are totally loving, they are surrounded by people who are totally loving, and they're probably as unaware of us as we are of them. And we never even meet. Isn't that great? For them?
Yeah.
Is there good karma? What's your good karma, honey? You didn't meet me. Do you ever feel like that was your job to be everybody's bad karma? You just feel like some people, it just seems like, you know, they're your bad karma. It's like they just kind of like show up to give you all that stuff you're afraid to have happen to you. You ever had that happen?
No.
I got a feeling all of us have the same experiences, whether we admit it or not. We just have it at different times. So anyway, so then the Course says, correction has one answer to all of this and to the world that rests on this. Okay, here's the answer. And this is the hardest part for me to hear in the Course in Miracles always, is the answer. Nothing harder for me to hear than the answer. I'm not really interested. You ready for the answer?
Yeah.
You ready for the answer?
I am.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's right. Those who don't mind speaking to me, please do. Those who want to be quiet, be quiet. That's okay with me. But those who don't mind responding out loud, please do. I'll just be a better teacher. Okay. You know how you show out when you really feel appreciated? Yeah. You know how the best come out. That same thing is true about me and everybody else.
Well, ask the question again.
You know. Okay. 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 How do I deal with all this? What's the answer to all this? How is the correction made? Okay, I'm about to say that. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. First of all, you have but mistaken your interpretation for the truth, and you're wrong. I say it again. You are mistaking your interpretation for the truth, and you are wrong. But a mistake is not a sin. It's not a sin to make a mistake. 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 Reality hasn't been taken from its throne by your mistakes. The whole universe has not been taken from its throne by your mistakes. All of creation isn't all messed up because of your mistakes. Your mistakes are not the big deal you think they are. Your errors are not the big deal you think they are. The things you think you've done is not so bad that you think they don't have the power to change reality. The mistakes that you make don't have the power to change reality. That's good news to me. I know that's right. It took a load off of my chest, I tell you. Then it said, God reigns forever, and God's laws prevail upon you and upon the world. So I'll say it again. Love rules forever, and the rules of love still prevail on you, and the rules of love still prevail on everything else. Are we together on that?
Yeah.
The Creator is still ruling. Your mistakes are not a sin. You're just mistaking your interpretation of what's going on for the truth, and that's why you're angry, that's why you're guilty, and that's why you're upset. It's because you are mistaking your interpretation for being the truth, and you're wrong. But a mistake is not a sin. Reality has not been been overthrown by your mistake. God, the most powerful force in the universe, still rules and reigns, and the laws of love still prevail on you, and the laws of love still prevail on me. And fear in God's love, the love that created us, remains the only thing there really is. It's the love that created us. Your fear is an illusion. Your fear is a false idea. Your fear is false evidence appearing real, false evidence appearing real, false evidence appearing real. Now, you cannot use your perception to prove that you're right, because the purpose of your perception is to reflect back to you what you believe. So you can't say, I know this is true because I see it over there. Well, you see it over there because you believe it's over there. So your perception is not the proof that you're right. Your perception is just a proof of what you believe.
So believing is seeing.
Believing is seeing. Seeing is believing, but it's not necessarily the truth because you see it. And it's not necessarily the truth because you believe it. How do I know? Because I'm angry. How do I know? It's because I feel guilty. How do I know? It's because I feel like I'm not experiencing this love, this reality of love that all these books keep talking about all the time. Because I've been reading these books for years and years and years, and doggone it, I want to experience some of the stuff it's talking about. And then the book says, well, I tell you why you're not experiencing what it's talking about. You think your interpretation of everything is true. That's why you're not experiencing this incredible reality that's all around you. What's between you and me and you, is the beliefs we have about each other and ourselves. That's what's between me and you. You never see me, you just see your beliefs. You've never met her. The court says, you know, when we see each other for real, when we see each other for who we really are, we'll scarcely be able to refrain from falling down on our knees and crying in tears of joy because what we see is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like you come home from work. You come home from work. Okay, you walk in the door.
Tears of joy, right? Oh, baby.
It's so beautiful. My God. You're so innocent. You're so beautiful. You're so awesome. You're so awesome. What's your name?
Sitting your wife.
But do you do that in front of a fearful person who doesn't recognize love? They run for the hills. They call the police. You don't never have to worry about getting in a relationship with somebody who doesn't love you, the once you start letting love come through you. Because love will repel a fearful mind so fast it'll make your head swim. A person who would hurt you would never be attracted to you. Try. Okay, here's the last paragraph of that review, then I'm going to go to this other part. It's even more intense.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So is there no sin? If sin, there is no sin. It's just
there is no sin.
How can we still say
I know
sin?
Some of us is looking for the lightning bolt to come through the window just by speaking that. You know what you mean? You know, what is sin? Sin, the Course in Miracles says, is a mistake that we see as being uncorrectable by God. it's a mistake that we want to be real so bad that we'll want it to be eternal and without solution. It's the one idea that keeps this whole world together, is the idea. Of course, the idea of sin is the whole idea that's holding all the fear together and all the guilt together and all the anger together. It's all being held. Sin is the glue that keeps the insanity going that we're dealing with right now.
You want to know what the dictionary says?
Missing the mark?
It says, yeah, missing the mark. Mm. Feeling separate.
Yeah, feeling separate. Feeling separate. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We
look
that up recently.
Yeah, and that word sin is like, it's so uncomfortable. It brings up all of my past religious stuff. You know, just the word sin.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ugh, sin, you know. That's why I came here. I want to get away from that word. What are you using that word for? We need a whole brand new interpretation of what it is. So, yes, you make mistakes. See, I'm going to tell you why sin is attractive, but a mistake isn't. The reason why people like sin is because if you are a sinner, then that's just what you are, and you can't help yourself. If you make a mistake, then you know that puts some responsibility on you to change something. So that's why sin is so popular. It's so popular. Well, I couldn't help it because, you know, I'm just a sinner. You know how flawed I am. I was just born that way. See what I'm saying? So sin is partially, it could be perceived as a little bit of a cop-out. It's like a way not to take responsibility for the things that you do that are not loving because it's just your sinful nature. Now, actually, it was crazy about that to me, though. If it really is your nature to be sinful, then you can't help but be sinful. So why are you feeling guilty about being a sinner? You know, it's like a zebra feeling guilty about having stripes. If that's what you are, what are you feeling guilty about? So even if you would accept you were a sinner, you still feel more innocent. You go, okay, I'm just a sinner. Okay, cool. You couldn't help it. Right, I couldn't help it. Now, that's not the truth, and sooner or later your reality is going to keep showing you that because you can't get away from the profound spiritual truth that your reality is a reflection of your consciousness. And your own mind is what's creating your perception. So sooner or later, everybody's going to come to their realization. Some of the people in here are ready to use that realization now. Some people, they'll still have to mess around in a little while longer and play victim a little while longer. And they still come to that same conclusion. But sooner or later, you're going to realize that you're absolutely powerful. And that none of the mistakes you've ever made has ever taken God off the throne. That your mistakes are not a sin. This what's upsetting you is your interpretation and not the situation. And if you could learn how to not get so angry with yourself or to condemn yourself for your mistakes, then you could become the kind of person that the Spirit of God, which is love, could function through you, send love out into your environment and transform your environment right before your eyes. Just like letting up a shade and letting the sunlight come in. That's what we're doing. We're trying to let up the shade to let the sunlight come in and light up our whole life.
Yay!
Yeah, you don't have to try to make your happiness. Your happiness has been created for you. The same power that created the cow is the same power that created the grass that the cow eats to live. So we have everything we need built in. It's with us right now. But the Course says we're not in touch with it because we're believing that our interpretations and our beliefs are the truth. And then we're defending these interpretations even though they're not bringing us any peace. Totally. Okay? So the Course says that in order to heal, it's essential that you let all your own mistakes be corrected. So when you say you want to heal a person, you're saying, I want to let all my own mistakes be corrected around you. That's me healing you. I want to let all my errors be corrected. I'm a great healer because I'm willing to let all my errors be corrected. I'm a great healer because I'm willing to let all of my mistakes be corrected. I'm a great healer because I'm willing to change my mind and become a more loving person myself, because it's essential if you're going to be a healer to let yourself be healed. If you're going to give love, you got to let yourself be loved. If you're going to give happiness, you have to let yourself be happy. If you're going to extend innocence, you got to accept your innocence first, because you can't give somebody else what you don't have. We got a lot of people who don't love themselves trying to give love to other people, and all they share is fear. You don't love yourself, you can't love me. That's a bunch of crap. If you dare tell me you love me and you don't treat yourself right, that's crap. You can't treat me better than you and say you love me. Because if you love me, you know we were the same. You make sure you treated yourself good so you have something to share with me that was good.
So it's just a manipulation.
It's just a manipulation. And our lesson is to learn how not to react to our own manipulative nature with anger. Forgive ourselves. Just forgive ourselves for being manipulative. Okay. Why don't we just go ahead and admit we've been manipulative and then realize that tonight that we would really like to choose not to be manipulative anymore. How about that? How about just admitting that all of us are manipulated, but we're choosing now to try to go beyond manipulation. Okay. That would be forgiving ourselves tonight. Yeah. Rather than sit up and say, well, I ain't never manipulated nobody in my life. Yes, you are. You are in your true nature, but at the level of the ego, you're a manipulator. If you think you're separate from me, you're a manipulator. I'm sorry.
So let me get this right. So if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody.
If you don't love yourself, how can you give what you don't have? I cannot give what I do not have. That's a universal law. I can't give it to you if I don't have it. I can't give it to you if I don't have it. That's why I'm seeking it so much from everybody around me, is because I think I don't have it. I need them to fill this hole up. See, what happened, Deanne, is that if you love me, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If you love me, your love for me can help me hide from myself how I really feel about myself. So your purpose as my lover is to help me forget how afraid I am and how insecure I am.
Wow.
Because your love is making me not feel that way. So what you're doing for me is you are helping me not be aware of the way I feel about myself that's not really love. And that's why I couldn't stand to be alone, because when I was alone, I had to deal with my own thoughts and my own feelings. But if I'm with somebody, then I can try to hide for a little while.
But that's not love.
No, that's not love. That's hide. That's the world's love.
Right.
The world's love is I'm gonna hide. The bargain is I'll give you specialness if you give me specialness, and I got a bunch of rules that you got to obey for me to give you my specialness, and you got a bunch of rules for me to obey before you give me specialness, and we'll call the specialness that we're seeking in each other love. We will call specialness love. We'll call specialness love. You know why? Because I don't know how to really love. But I can do specialness. I can treat people special. I can treat a person different from the way I treat other people. I have no idea how to love all you jokers equally. I don't. I don't know how to love all y'all exactly the same at the physical human level. I do not know how to do it. So what I will do is I will pick and choose someone that I will give my specialness to, provided they act right.
I don't care how you act, girl, and I tell you I love you all the time.
We're not in a steep special relationship. Yeah.
I'm lying?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. Screw you, babe. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Okay. Now. That's not true. I gave up screwing years ago. I haven't screwed anybody in a long time. I bet you most of you haven't screwed anybody in a long time either. I bet you haven't been trying to screw people around and screw people up. That's what I'm talking about. What y'all talking about? Oh, y'all talking about, you talking about sex.
Yeah.
Sex, the little crazy. I call it this crazy switch. Sex is the crazy switch. Have you ever noticed that? People can be so sane in your relationship with them until sex happens. And then when sex happens, they go crazy.
Yeah.
Something happens. It's like somebody flicked the switch and all those old tapes and stuff started rolling. It's like you can do anything but sex. And all of a sudden, they go crazy. The sex becomes the symbol of the love. The sex becomes the symbol of how much you care. The sex becomes the symbol of your virility, of your power, of your ability as a lover, of your desirability. Sex becomes so ridiculously overvalued. It takes all the fun out of it.
So why am I lying when I say I love you?
The reason why, quite simply, is because you don't think of me eating at the same level you think of you eating for yourself. You're not as concerned about me having a roof over my head as you are you having a roof over your head. You're not as concerned about me having my rent to pay as having your rent to pay. There's no one in here that cares as much about me as they do about themselves.
That is impossible.
It is possible because that is what you are. And that's why we have to get in touch with what we are, because what we are is love. And then the love will come out. See, what we're trying to put into ourselves, we can't put into ourselves. What we're supposed to be doing is revealing who we really are so that the love that we are can just do its thing. Now, the real you can. The real you does love me as much as it loves you, because the real you know that we're the same. But at a human ego level, no, you don't love me as much as you love yourself. You don't. You know you don't. Now tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Okay. Now I get so confused.
No, that's not. No, 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 no. That's not confusing. That's not confusing at all. It's just too real to admit.
I admit it.
Will you admit it?
I love me more than I love you.
Thank you. I can trust you. We can be friends forever. Because now we know what we have to work toward is toward loving each other. You know what I'm saying? All that is the truth. You don't have to feel guilty about telling the truth. That's the truth. Every one of us in this friggin' room know we don't care as much about the other people in this room as we do ourselves. Now, I know y'all not going to pretend you do. I want to see somebody just tell me they do. Come on, who's going to tell me they love everybody in this room as much as they love themselves?
Hell no.
Come on. Y'all know you don't. You know you don't. And so what's so cool about that is when you can admit that and you can be around somebody else that admits that, then you can start moving toward real love. Because how can I get to LA unless I admit I'm in Denver? So as long as I'm around people that's pretending, then I can't make no progress. Because, you know, that's pretending. That's pretending. So what do? Well, the Course says we're into picking and choosing and bargaining, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to pick. So you said you fell in love with me. All right. Okay. Then you should let me represent every other person on earth.
Yeah.
According to the Course. What you should do is you should use me as the symbol of everyone. And you should give me the love that you should be giving everyone. And that's how you learn how to love everyone through one person. Okay. If you want to do it that way. Did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because the truth is, since I've got to learn how to love, because I really don't know how to completely love, right? Wouldn't it be easier for me to learn that with somebody that was really special to me, that I had singled out, that I wanted to be with? I mean, to me, that sounds like a good plan. Okay, so what I want to do then, since I know I don't really know how to love everybody, and I pick and choose people to love based on who reminds me of the person that didn't give me the love the last time that really should have.
That's
how I choose you in the first place. I'm sizing you up to see if you might be a candidate to give me what every other woman before you never did. So you got to make up for every woman that I've ever known.
Wow.
So really, I'm in a relationship with all the women who aren't there, and not in a relationship with you. Don't you talk too much, because I don't want nothing to interfere with my bliss of having my fantasy. And if you were to reveal you to me, then I'm going to have to deal with you instead of my fantasy. So don't you talk too much. Because I'd rather be in a relationship with my fantasy and uninterrupted bliss.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm choosing a person that I think may fulfill my fantasies, who may give me what no one else before me gave me. And in return, I will give them
my dysfunctional
love. Because I don't know how to love yet. So I'm going to give you the best imitation of my love that I can possibly give anyone. And that's okay. Because I'm learning how to love. Now, since I'm learning how to love, I might not always do it right. Since I'm learning how to love, I might get angry sometimes. Since I'm learning how to love, I may not always be consistent. I'm learning how to love, so you're going to have to be patient with me. I'm learning how to love. I might not always do it the way you want me to do it, because I'm learning about love, but I really want to experience real love with you. And I want to experience real love with you so much that I'm willing to go beyond any obstacle that would make us separate and not join. Because we're learning how to love together. And what's so cool about learning how to love is, since we already are love, the process is just an undoing process. So the undoing is easier than the doing. It's a lot easier to unravel a ball of string than to roll it up. It's a lot easier to let go of something than to acquire it. So the Course is teaching us how to let go of all the blocks to the awareness of our power and our love and our freedom that's already in us, that we don't have to try to make, because it's already there. And the once you clean up and get rid of all this other belief system that's keeping you from knowing your power, the light that is you will just radiate forth and create a life of total peace and bliss and harmony for you.
Yahoo!
That's how it works. If I'm willing to forgive. What does forgive mean? If I'm willing to let go of the blocks that I have to recognize in the truth. Forgiveness does not mean I'm willing to overlook the person that I think really did something to hurt me. Forgiveness means I'm willing to let go of the blocks to me being happy right now. I forgive myself. I'm willing to let go of the blocks within me that keep me from experiencing peace. I forgive myself. I'm willing to let go of the blocks that keep me from experiencing my abundance. I'm willing to forgive myself. I'm willing to let go of the blocks that keep me from experiencing a really fulfilling relationship. That's what forgiving yourself means. I'm willing to release the blocks. I'm willing to have correct perception. I'm willing to let go of anything that would keep me from being happy. That's what forgiveness means. It doesn't mean I'm going to spend all the rest of my life trying to overlook what Uncle Joe did when I was 6 years old. That is not forgiveness. That's a delaying maneuver. You know, breaking down your past in little pieces and trying to fix it is a delaying maneuver that keeps you from focusing on the ideas that could change your life tonight.
Wow.
That's deep. So, last paragraph of this little short review that's taking 45 minutes. Do you remember when I say that you really have a love within you, that you have power within you, that you have spirit within you? It's in there. The love is in there. You're not trying to put it there. You're not trying to affirm it there. You're not trying to read it there. It's already there. It's already there. It's covered up by your belief system. It's covered up by your past. It's covered up by your experiences. It's covered up by your perceptions. But the treasure that is you is there. And it's just waiting to spring forth in all this power that once you let the shade up, and this is what the Course does, it lets the shade up, but it absolutely infuriates the Dracula in you. It infuriates your ego. It infuriates your separate identity. It infuriates the part of you that has righteous indignation and anger for all the things that's happened to you in the past. That you doesn't like a Course class. That you hates the Course. The part of you that wants to be vindictive and judgmental and hate and attack will hate the Course. So you just go ahead and accept that a part of you ain't gonna like what you hear. And then you can learn the lesson. That's how you do it. There's a part of me that says, I want you to tell me, Course in Miracles, that if I get that shotgun and blow their damn head off, everything will be all right. Course in Miracles, I want you to tell me that if I call this person up and cuss them out, that's cool, because they deserve it for what they did to me. You see what I'm saying? There's a part of me that wants the justification for my attack. There's a part of me that wants the justification for anger. And so the Course says your major lesson to learn is how not to react to that part of yourself with anger and condemnation. See, that's our lesson. Okay, I admit there's a part of me that manipulates. I admit there's a part of me that's afraid. I admit there's a part of me that's jealous. I admit there's a part of me that's possessive. I admit there's a part of me that thinks it's weak. Now, my lesson is to learn how not to react to that part of me with anger. I got to stop getting mad at my ego, because getting mad at my ego makes my ego bigger.
Yeah.
Stop trying to get rid of your ego. It just makes it stronger.
So the same applies if you're dealing with another person who has a big ego in your life, and you get into a pattern of arguing and conflict and fighting, you're just really reinforcing that.
Yeah, because there's no way they can argue and conflict and fight with you if you didn't participate. It's impossible unless you join in. There can't be an argument. There's no such thing as an argument that you have to be in.
That's why acceptance and not resisting are...
But if you get angry, don't forget what I'm saying. I'm saying if you do get angry, if you do forget, if you do attack, if you do go off, don't condemn yourself. Realize that it's a mistake, and a mistake is not a sin, and God still is in charge, and you are still loved, and you can still be helped. Focus on that more than trying to not get angry. Focus on that more than trying not to worry, because we've been trying it all the time, and you know it don't work. We all know it don't work. You've been trying for as long as you've been on the spiritual path to have 100% peace all the time. You know, and you know doggone well you don't have 100% peace all the time, right? So wouldn't it make a lot more sense to get to a level of consciousness that you gave yourself peace about not having peace? That's 100% peace. See, 100% peace is going to even cover the stuff you don't have peace about. See, that's how the ego can't deal with that. You what? You mean it's okay for me to be, you know, a crappy person sometimes? Yes, it's okay. Your crappy thoughts, okay. Crappy thoughts equal crappy person. Crappy thoughts, crappy person. Okay? So your being crappy is natural, considering your thoughts. So don't beat yourself up about that. You're just having a natural personality expression based on erroneous thinking that you learned.
Yeah.
So you're innocent. You're innocent. And I'm like, whoa! Could I let myself accept that for myself when the book said the only thing is I'm supposed to learn how to accept it for myself? See, I used to think it was about me getting y'all to accept it. And the court saying, no, it's not about you all accepting it at all. It's about me accepting it. And guess what? Getting Earl to accept it is a hell of a lot easier than trying to get my daughter to accept it, and my son to accept it, and my mom to accept it, and my cousin to accept it, and my brother to accept it, and my friends to accept it. So I went the easy. I'm kind of like, I like the lazy man's guide to enlightenment. You know, you mean my path is the path of applying the truth to myself? Yes. Oh, thank you, God. You mean all I have to do is, you sure about that? All I have to do is just apply this to me. You sure? Yes, sir. If you apply it to you will experience the love of God. These are the three words I'm going to give you for the way to deal with all the people in your life from here on out. Hear me. Leave them alone.
God told me to butt out.
And ever since then, I swear, ever since then, I've been meeting the coolest people, been having the coolest experiences, been doing what I want to do with my life every day, watch people change miraculously that I used to try to talk into changing, seeing them change as if by magic, simply because I became willing to apply this to myself without feeling the responsibility to try to get everybody around me to believe it or to accept it. And then it started working for the first time in a way I've never seen it. So, this is what's deep, y'all. I'm gonna do this last paragraph. I want to do this. This is cool. He says, in order to heal, it thus becomes essential for the teacher of God to let all his own mistakes be corrected. Okay, we got that part, right?
Yeah.
Now check this part out.
Yeah.
So if you sense even the faintest hint of irritation in yourself as you respond to anyone, now I'll say it again. If you feel even the slightest hint of irritation in yourself when you respond to anyone, let you instantly realize that you've made an interpretation that's not true. Okay, I'm irritated with you. You know something, Chuck?
Yeah.
Somebody let you know, man. I've been making interpretations about you that's not true. I've got a big interpretation about you that's not true that I need to tell you about right now. We need to talk about this, but I got an interpretation about you that's not true. You know how I know this interpretation about you is not true? You know how I know it?
How do you know it?
I know it because I feel this irritation with you. And if I feel irritation with you, I know cool as you are, I must be having an interpretation that's not true, because I know the Chuck I know is a cool dude. The Chuck I know is love. And all of a sudden, I'm not seeing Chuck that way, so I really must be having a misperception or a misinterpretation of Chuck, because I know Chuck.
Right.
I love Chuck. You see what I'm saying? So I need to tell myself that I'm making an interpretation that's not true. Then I turn to my own internal guide, and I let my guide judge what the response should be. So, okay, alright, I'm making an interpretation about Chuck that's not true because I'm feeling some irritation. Let me turn inside and ask my higher self, how should I respond to Chuck right now? I'm feeling a lot of irritation toward Chuck. How should I respond to Chuck? Holy Spirit, higher self, inner self, how should I respond to Chuck? I know that I'm making a misperception right now because I am feeling this irritation, which means that I am making an interpretation that's not true. So I need to turn within and ask my eternal guide what my response should be. And after I do that, I'm healed. Notice it didn't tell you what the response was going to be. It said you just should turn inside to ask what the response should be, because the response could change from moment to moment, day to day. So that's why you don't get this specifically what the response is going to be. We're just being taught to turn within for the response. Are you with me on that?
Yeah.
He says, the sole responsibility of, he says, if you would do that, you would be healed and the other person would be healed with you. Because in that second that I take to ask myself what would be the correct way to respond to Chuck might just be the 10 seconds or 30 seconds or 1 minute I need to cool down enough not to create more separation between us. If I could be conscious enough to even, in the midst of my anger, say my interpretation must be wrong because I'm so mad, how should I deal with him, Holy Spirit? For me to be conscious enough to say that when I'm mad means I've got to be on another level of consciousness. You follow what I'm saying? So you will get to the point that your anger will actually become the indicator that you're misperceiving. I know I'm misperceiving. Why? Because I'm mad. I know I'm misperceiving. Why? Because I'm afraid. I know I'm misperceiving. Why? Because I experience lack. I know I'm misperceiving. Why? Because I feel lonely. You get to the point that your negative feelings will be the witness of the fact that you're thinking wrongly about yourself.
Yeah.
And then the whole universe loves to prove that you're right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to do something loving, you get the help of the universe. If you want to do something that's not loving, you have to do it on your own.
Oh, dang.
That's why people who think they're alone and on their own work so hard. Because by separating themselves off from everyone else, they cut out a lot of help that they could be getting in their consciousness. Because if I think I'm alone in my mind, it's going to look like I'm alone in my world. So if I walk around believing I'm separate from all of you, and if I walk around believing that I'm alone, my universe reflects back to me that I'm alone and it looks like I got to do everything by myself. But if I look at all of you as being a part of me, then whatever good comes into your life comes into mine because I see us as joined and not as separate. So I receive the benefits of every happy thing that happens to everybody in the room because I'm not separate from you. You see what I'm saying? That's what this book is saying. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like going, whoa, that's a good deal. And the thing is, and you know the really cool part is when it said, I just have to accept that for myself. See, it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not anybody else walk out this room and believe what I said tonight. That gives me such freedom as a teacher.
Yeah.
I don't like toss and turn all night long whether or not anybody came to my class and got what I was talking about. Because I know that you're not going to give yourself the information until you're ready anyway.
Yeah.
I know you never hear the truth until you're ready to change, and I don't know when it might be, but I can't stick around and wait. Yeah. And the Course says you don't need to stick around and wait on nobody else either, because they got the same truth in them that you have, and they have their own internal clock, and their alarm is going to go off at the right time, and all of a sudden they're going to go, whoop, I really have had enough, and I'm ready to be happy, and I'm going to take responsibility, and I'm going to be serious about this, and I'm going to be focused on it, and it's not going to be a hobby, but it's going to be really important to me, and it's going to be the most important thing in my life, is my peace, I've had enough, it's time for a change, I know I don't know everything, I hope I'm wrong, please God help me. I know that day is going to happen for everybody in this room.
Yeah.
And part of my loving you is to not interfere with you letting that happen when it's natural for you. The way I show you my love is that I don't interfere with you following your path, and I don't do anything to stand in your way and block you in a peaceful way. That's how I love everybody in the world. That's how you love everybody in the world. So that means you're only down to less than 10 people that you don't know.
Don't care.
Because everybody else you pretty much leave alone. So the truth is you got the most of the world already covered. You're down to maybe less than 20 people. So you're much further along than you thought. So you ought to be proud of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, the truth is, honey, I let everybody else be except my boyfriend. So now I'm down to one person I need to learn how to love. I'm really doing a lot better than I thought. You know what I'm saying? That's deep. That's deep. So the Course says the atonement, he says the sole responsibility of God's teacher is to accept this for himself. Atonement means correction of the undoing of error. So when you say I accept the atonement for myself, you're saying I accept correction for myself. I accept correction for myself. I accept the truth for myself. I accept the love for myself. I accept the freedom for myself. I accept the friendship for myself. I accept the success for myself. I accept the help for myself. I accept it for myself. Y'all don't have to accept it for me. I will accept it for myself. I will accept it for myself, and I will accept it for you. I will accept that everybody in this room is loved, whether they believe it or not. I will accept it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what a Savior does. A Savior sees you beyond where you see yourself until you see yourself right.
Cool.
That's what it really means to get somebody's back. Get somebody's back. I'm going to see you correctly even when you're seeing yourself incorrectly. I'm going to remember the truth about you even when you've forgotten it. I'm going to remember that you're a wonderful person even if you're temporarily insane because of something you're telling yourself right now. Even as I get out of the house. I might have to love you from over my friend's house, but I'm going to love you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to separate to heal. Sometimes you have to separate to heal. Sometimes you have to take your physical body out of the physical presence of the other person's physical body so that you can love them. Sometimes you have to take your ego out of the presence of the other person's ego so that you can love them. The most loving thing you can do for somebody that you hate is to not be around them. You know, if you don't like me and you don't like my class, the best thing you can do in the world is not come. It's like you couldn't do a more loving thing to me. What would be crueler than somebody that didn't like me coming around me all the time to show me that they don't like me? I don't think that's kind, but don't y'all know people that do that? Yeah. They don't even like you and they'll come around so you can see it. Or have you had somebody that didn't like you and mistreated you? They were trying to leave so that you wouldn't have the witness that's false, that's showing you that you're not a beautiful person, and you try to hold on to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, don't come back, go back. The person that's treating me like a dog, please come back. The person that doesn't recognize my beauty, please come back. The person that always judges me, please come back. The person that attacks me, please come back. Please come back. I need you to love me before I believe that I'm loved. I need the person who loved me the least to love me before I can believe I'm loved. Talking about setting up a hard lesson. Setting up a hard lesson. That's a hard lesson, man. I want to be with the person that loves me, that I love, because it's easy for me to be grateful for somebody I appreciate.
Yeah.
Why I want to surround myself with people that I got to learn how to appreciate?
Yeah.
It'd be easier to surround myself with people that I appreciate, because then it would come natural for me to appreciate them. It would be effortless and we would all get the benefit. But I could love you, know that there's some blocks between us, but I do love you so much, Phil, that I know I got this irritation because I'm misperceiving you, and together, brother, we can both get past our irritation with each other because we want to. But I sure wouldn't attempt that with somebody who didn't want to do it. Like trying to be in a relationship in peace all by yourself and then think you don't do it for you and your partner. That's funny. That's so funny. I see people do that. My partner is not interested in peace and criticizes and judges me at all times and thinks I'm crazy, but I'm going to do this for both of us. That's true, but you better be ready to be a forgiving son of a gun. You better be ready to see cause for love better than anybody you've ever seen, because that person will be giving you unlimited opportunities to practice core principles. So if you want a relationship like that, if you really want to learn how to love somebody regardless of how they act, and you're in a relationship that you have no peace in, you can't apply the truth in that situation. You're going to have to if you want to have any peace in that situation. You're going to have to if you want to have any peace in that situation. But what you should do is turn within, ask your internal guide what to do, and your internal guide might say stay, your internal guide might say go. I don't know what your internal guide will tell you, but your internal guide will tell you what to do. But just be honest with yourself to admit that if you're upset, there is something about your own perception that needs to be corrected. If you know it must be something about your own perception that needs to be corrected, if you stand in a situation that's not good for you in the first place. That's all the proof you need right there that your perception needs correcting, because you're staying in a situation that all you experience is pain. So all you have to do is just admit that, you know, my perception needs correction because I keep putting myself in a situation that I'm experiencing a lot of pain, and I shouldn't get upset with myself or condemn myself about that. Because that's my major lesson, is not to condemn myself about that, but just realize that this is not a sin, that God still rules. I can turn within. There is a way out. I can be healed. This situation can be corrected, and I'm not a bad person, and I shouldn't be condemning myself for being in this situation.
Whoa.
Bad sinners.
I want to go home.
Me too. Me too.
I know it.
Me too. That's why I study every day, because I want to go home. I want to go to my real home. I'm homesick. You know what I'm saying? And the court told me, you don't have to die to go there. You know, that's a fallacy. You don't have to die in order to be happy. Hello, you don't have to die in order to be happy. Hello, you don't have to die in order to be happy.
We hear you.
Do you hear me? You don't have to die. Because some of us people, after I die, yeah, everything's going to be cool. You don't have to die for everything to be cool now. You don't have to die. You just have to realize that a mistake is not a sin. You just have to realize that you are innocent. You're going to make errors based on what you've learned in the past. So be gentle with yourself, because you are loved and nothing can change that. Nothing can ever change the fact that you are loved.
Don't ever leave me, girl.
I can't. We're stuck together. Because we're the same being. I mean, we went to the body store and you chose white woman body, I chose black dude body. And I was showing out. I was showing out that day. Let me a black dude in the south. He's like, make me an astrologer and a numerologist and of course a miracle teacher that teaches there is no hell and there is no sin in the south. How about that? How about that? Yeah, tell me, I wasn't showing out. And Judy said, well, I'm just going to take it easy this life. I'll be a white woman and work for the government. You know. All right. I could not have fun being an African-American man until I realized I was a spiritual being. Then all of a sudden I could really get off on it. But I tell you, you won't enjoy being a woman until you realize you're not. You won't enjoy being a man until you realize you're not. You know, you're not the role you're playing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're not the role you're playing. 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 You are the one that's playing the role.
Yeah.
And you can change the screenplay anytime you want to. You can do a rewrite anytime you want to. You can have it any way you want it. All you have to do is realize you're not guilty. You just make errors. And errors are for correction, not for punishment. So when you no longer want yourself to be punished, when you no longer want yourself to be punished, pain will leave your life. And pain is going to leave your life anyway, because there is a part of you that loves you and there is a part of you that does not want to be in pain, and that is a very real part of you, and it's always working on that goal whether you think you deserve pain or not. Okay? You are your own invisible bag of.
Wow.
There's a part of you that's so powerful that you can't even see it yet. It's so big that you don't even recognize that it's there. But you're beginning to see the effects of it, and that's how you know it's there. That's how the Course says you know the invisible is there, it has effects. So the last sentence goes, when this has been accomplished, that you've accepted the undoing of errors for yourself, you become a miracle worker by definition. Your sins have been forgiven you, and so you no longer condemn yourself. That's what it means. When you no longer condemn yourself, you know you've forgiven yourself what you thought of as your sins. He said, so if you're not condemning yourself, how can you condemn anyone? And who is there whom your forgiveness can fail to heal? There's nobody whom your own correct perception can't fail to heal. If you see things correctly, you are healing everyone around you by letting. Just about you coming here tonight wanting to accept your power more, your innocence more, let go of your blocks, you have been healing everyone in this room and everyone you're going to meet later on tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm healing the federal government.
You just about that. That's why you're there. That's why you're there. That's why you're there. We're all undercover agents. Some of us are more undercover than others. Okay? Yeah, we're all secret agents. We look just like everybody else, but we're not. And those who are like us recognize their own. Same people recognize each other. They do. They really do. You know?
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I've been meeting the sanest women and men that has just been just unbelievable. I mean, just, it's been awesome. Sane. You don't want to be sane. Like you. I'm including you in that. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about you. You all are miracles. You know it's a miracle for me to be sitting up here looking at you, listening to you. You listening to this. We here together. All this diverse group of people. Yeah. Listening to something as outrageous as we're innocent.
Yeah.
That's a miracle. This is a Course in Miracles. We're experiencing a miracle right now.
That's pretty
ancient. Yeah.
Now fast forward.
All right. Can we acknowledge ourselves for listening to this podcast? Y'all know that was intense. And don't let that stop you from giving a love offering.
Anti-special relationship.
It is not saying you cannot have special relationships. It's not saying we can't have one-to-one, one-on-one love relationships. Are we clear about that?
Yeah.
It's saying if you do choose to have one, then let that person represent all people and practice giving them the love that the course is describing that we're supposed to be giving to everybody. So that person becomes your own personal practice person. Wow. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That way your ego don't freak out because y'all trying to love a whole lot of people and you can't even love each other. Then it brings up all that kind of fear, that jealousy and insecurity and all that kind of stuff. But if you know you like one, you know you just die hard monogamous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are die hard monogamous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's what works for them, and there's nothing wrong with that. If that's the case, then let that person that you're in a relationship with practice all these principles that you're studying on them. You give them that love, you give them that forgiveness, you see them for who they really are, you reinforce the light and the beauty in them. Those who are practicing trying to love more than one person, you just have more people to do the same thing with. You still got to practice too. You know, yeah, because everybody don't love the same way. We don't all do it the same way. And your way isn't necessarily the way for everybody else. And we have to accept that. That's all for people to accept, that their way isn't necessarily everybody's way. But what you want to do is you want to join with somebody that has the same basic perception that you do. That's all you have to do. Okay? So I want y'all to hear this. So I'd like to, if you turn the lights down for a minute, I'd like for everybody to just kind of relax for a second. And I want you to dedicate this to you. Okay? This is going to be our first attempt at forgiveness by letting the blocks be removed so we can feel the love for ourselves before we go out into the Lamb. I appreciate you all so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Remember, mistake is not a sin. You made mistakes, but it's not a sin. God still is in charge. You can still get help. But I want you to hear what a blessing you are. You're a total blessing. There's a part of you that is totally lovable and loving. You know you have. And you've had enough.
But they've been kind. My doubts have been changed.
And they're going to become fewer and fewer.
Well, I wish you could say.
And don't forget to breathe. And let yourself feel the peace. So good to be here with you all. Sing correctly, your sexuality can be one of the most beautiful experiences, one of the most innocent experiences you could ever have. You made it through. You made it to today. Be proud of yourself.
to yourself, let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Send it out to everybody in this room so that they can feel protected and loved as they leave here and go out about their business in the world tonight. Let's surround each other with each other's love to help each other and protect each other and to heal each other. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. 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 You all are the best thing that ever happened to me. You all are the best thing that ever happened to me. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. If you want a copy of tonight's sixth class, you know that they're available too. Hey, that was cool. Thank you. Would you mind turning the lights on?
Oh, yeah.
May the course be with you. Pulls are available.